And then, like, she'd be like, no, release on this date. And she'd be like, oh, surprise, we got another release coming on the 3rd. We get nothing.
Or, like, a restock or something.
A restock. That'd be great.
I would. At least one.
One for each, what's that, collection?
They gotta be making millions and millions of units. Because, I mean, everybody wants these clothes.
Correct.
So, it's like...
And they know that. So, I wonder, is that more so of a reason for them to do it limited? Or more so a reason for y'all should be wanting to do it more? More restock, more whatever. I feel like they will sell out if they kept doing restocks. Honestly, I don't ever see Ivory Park just sitting on the shelf.
I don't either.
So I feel like they could win either way.
But I think if we go to the website right now, there might be some stuff. I mean, not stuff anybody wants.
And not our size, of course.
Yeah.
So I don't see some stuff, but it's been like small, like extra small. Like, what the fuck I'm gonna do with that?
Right.
Ivory Park always something that Coach always giving out the wrong sizes. No, I'm not. Not the wrong size. They should just size weird.
Very big.
God. I'm so annoyed about it.
Like, how are you supposed to? You can't. It's not like you can try that shit on. Like,
that's how I ended up with 2 pairs of shoes. One, I was supposed to already send one of them back before I got the other one. Right. But I was just like, fuck it, just buy these. And I ain't expected to come that fast anyway. And they both don't fit. I got 2 pairs of Coach sneakers that don't fit. At this point, Kim, you might as well put them on because I feel like.
Right, because they might fit me. But I feel like shoe size is something that you can always depend on. You know, you might need to ask around, like, oh, you know, because, you know, different clothes might be size different. But shoes should stay the same.
They should stay the fucking same.
I know what shoe size I am. I should be able to go online, order that size, and be able to fit it. What are we doing?
And then I'm like, did I fuck up an order? Like, are these men's shoes? Maybe right. I'm fucking up? Women's shoes under the women's tab. I'm like, okay, shit, let me get my actual size. But now I'm over here like, okay, this was my 3rd last time. Do I do the 6.5 or the 6?
I don't know either. Well, I guess it depends on what's the difference between, okay, look at the difference between the 7 you got and the 7 and 7.5.
Yeah.
Look at the difference between those, and then maybe you'll see what's the difference between a half.
A whole 4 fingers versus 2, pretty much.
So maybe we go back to the half, or we go down to the half.
If I get a 6.5, and that shit, I'm gonna be doing like this at the front then.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be very annoyed for you.
Very annoyed. I'm very. Trying to remember about matching hat with my shoes. Raggedy!
Anyway. Welcome back, guys. This is Even Exchange. It's a horrible day outside.
It really is.
It is so ugly. This is not the hot girl summer I was hoping for. Hot girl spring.
Hot girl spring.
Yesterday, what was the first day of spring yesterday? Mm-hmm. Didn't feel like it. It was cold.
Raggedy.
Cold and wet.
Quite raggedy out here. I feel so played.
How could you play? Do it more.
How could you play me? How could you play me, baby? Oh, now they tried it because these shits don't went up. Yeah, they just have them back. Fuck it.
Oh, no, they went up.
I could just send them back and be like, I want to change the sizes.
Oh.
Because they got it on the return.
Right. Okay, so you could just exchange.
Baby, I feel so played.
By the end of the year, Mo's going to own Coach, y'all.
Ain't. It's got to be fucked up. It's fucking up.
Oh, my gosh. She got so much Coach. And when did this start? Once with the floodgates open, it was Coach this, Coach that. She was like, I think I'll get me some Coach. I was like, Coach? It is not 2002.
I think it's part of them sandals.
Oh, yeah. The platform sandals?
They're not platform. Just,
but they had the print over them, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Okay. A very vintage.
Sandals. I love these. Mm-hmm. Then we found us a little cross, what a bag called? A little bum bag.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was, first of all, convenient AF.
I've seen.
I wear that shit faithfully.
A fanny pack?
Yes, fanny pack.
Okay.
And then that tote bag. Now, that's my big. Because I can't afford a Neverfull. I couldn't afford. Well, whatever. Anyway, I didn't get up Neverfull. I said, I'll get the tote bag. Cool. And then now we're into shoes now. Well, more shoes.
More shoes, please. And phone cases. We're going to talk about that.
Yay.
I'm not going to tell you. When I used to go like Universal or Disney and I used to see people with their fanny packs, I used to want one so bad.
Like just any fanny pack?
Yes. Yeah. I was a kid, but like I just was like, these are so cool. Like they really got fanny packs. Like, oh my gosh.
When I realized I don't have to wear my fanny pack on my fanny, and yeah. I just, you know, wear how I wear mine, like, right across my shoulder, I said, this shit is 10 times cooler. Because, one, it's so convenient. You just zip it and get your shit zipped back up. I love it. Even hands free around this bitch. I love a good fanny pack. Oh, my God. That changed my life.
It changed everybody's life, I'm sure.
I was trying to think where we was, and Kitty, you know, I be wearing mine. So, she had on her fanny pack. She put it on the same way I be wearing mine. You know, I be like, Kitty, you want to be me so bad.
Right. I love telling people that you want to be me so bad. Either you want to be me so bad. You want my friend so
friend. You want to be me.
Bad.
Oh, bless it.
You trying to be me? You think you me? I say that Yana Maya all the time. You trying to be me? You think you me?
That's what it is. You think you me? I will say that. So what are we here to talk about today?
What's tea?
It's been a lot going on.
It has. We can talk about how niggas are trash.
Always. I feel like that comes up at least once every time we on the podcast.
It really do. Cheater girls.
The motherfucking cheater girls. One thing I like to add is a nigga will find a way to cheat. Mm-hmm. You will literally catch him. He'll get mad at you for catching him. Mm-hmm. And then he will still find a way to cheat. Mm-hmm. Whether with the same bitch or a new bitch.
Which is, what does that say? I don't know.
I don't understand it.
They will go to any lengths to do what they want to do.
And it's like, why are you going? You're going through all these hoops.
Yeah, you really?
God damn. Like, what is it? What's really going on? You really got to ask yourself, that's the question they got to ask themselves. Like, why am I going through all this?
Yeah.
To fuck with, you know, this bitch or these bitches when I got a bitch. It's something, I don't know if I want to say there's something deeper there, but there's clearly something going on, you know, internally.
I mean, I guess people make a way for what they want to do.
Is it the rush?
Maybe.
It got to be the rush.
But damn, don't the rush be scary, y'all, sometimes? Scare people? I don't know.
And then it's like, what did this bitch tell on me? Like, again, I guess it's part of the rush, but still.
That is not a rush. That's just scary to me.
That's like, just scary. Like, you don't, this girl could flip on you and be like, I'm going to go tell your wife or girlfriend every fucking
day. At any day, any moment, literally whenever she wants. That is very risky.
And you still will fuck with her.
You think whoever told Saweetie? I just like saying.
You think, oh, that's how it happened? Somebody told
you? Oh, I don't know. I'm just being messy.
I'm trying to think, what celebrity did somebody actually told them? Was it Lala? Who was it?
Lala.
No, Jesus. Who the fuck was it?
Lala, man, did cheat on her. I forgot about that.
It was Tammy. Tammy Walker Flocka. Didn't one of the girls write Tammy and said Walker was, you know, with her?
Yes.
Which I'm sure that shit probably happened all the time. But you I got to think, if I'm writing Lala, I don't think she's going to look at my DM. But like, I guess she saw that one. Oh, not Lala, but what's her name? Tammy.
Dang, I forgot about Walker and Tammy. That storyline made me so sad because she was begging that man. When they first got on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, uh-huh. It was like she was damn near begging that man to stop cheating on her. And he refused. And then at one point, she actually did leave him. And I remember him getting on Twitter and being like, somebody tell Tammy I miss her. And we was all like,
suck our dick, Walker Flocka.
No. We won't be telling Tammy that. Like, and then, of course, they got back together.
Of course. That's ridiculous.
And then even since then, Tammy, did you see? It was so funny seeing all the celebrities come out and talk about how trash they niggas were. Because since then, Tana was like, pretty much like, you go, girl. Like, you know, it's so relieving to leave a trash-ass, lying-ass, you know.
Oh, because her and Joe Budden.
Right, that goes on for a while. Also, everybody started jumping back on her, like, because apparently a while ago, maybe like a couple of years ago, she had said something about black men liking Spanish men.
Oh, yeah.
Spanish women more. I didn't even know that.
I remember.
I missed that entirely. I was like, wait, what? She was on the reel and everything. I was like, damn.
Bless her heart, Jesus.
But yeah, everybody can identify with Sweetie. At some point in your life, everybody's been a Sweetie.
Jada done did it 1,000 times. Y'all got on here. You know, she said they and her baby done broke up. And then they get back together. And this. I don't get too wrapped up in it no more because they'll say this shit. And like you said, they'll be probably back together by next week. So just leave me out of it.
Please. Please.
Okay, let me see y'all in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks of y'all staying together, okay. Put the first 2 weeks be rough.
They do be rough. And they do, people definitely break and get back together. But
yeah. Y'all get that shit off y'all chest like they did on Twitter.
I want to know why Twitter. Is it for us or y'all? Because a lot of people will say, like, y'all just text each other.
Right. Go live. Look, that's how I am going to admit.
Go live. Every time Cardi files a divorce, she go live trying to explain herself. Please. Bill Kalise. Because at this point, we don't even care what you and Offset got going on. Like,
we know that nigga cheated. That's the only thing that clearly pisses you off.
Like, clearly.
It ain't like he's not going to pay the bills. Oh, I'm leaving him because he don't pay the bills.
And then, like, y'all not friendly with each other. Very much seem like they still like each other, so.
Of course.
Cardi.
But that's usually how that goes. But the first 2 weeks be hard. Because especially if y'all still hanging around each other. And y'all got a child.
Yeah.
Children, maybe. You know, like, it's hard.
I said she should just file for divorce, but, like, stay with him. Like, they should get divorced, but they should, like, stay together if they want to. Because they got married super fast, and they made a spectacle of it, and him getting on stage.
Did they have a big wedding?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't remember seeing anything.
Like a wedding.
No, because they went to the courthouse. That's what it was.
Oh, cute.
They had posted those. I think they posted those pictures at the courthouse. Or Cardi had came out and was like, we've been married for however many, you know, months or whatever, so I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, shit. Shut up. You know, most celebrities get married. We get to see like little clips here and there.
A nice big show.
But this whole Sweetie and Quavo, because again, they have the cutest pictures, the cutest little, you know, moments together and things.
Don't they always?
They always. And that's why she said in her tweet, like that whole narrative, whole time you dying and, you know, crushed inside. Because I think it just ain't going to get it right. And I'm trying to figure out, is he like that just speaking on Quavo specifically, was he like that because he is Quavo? Or if he was a regular ass nigga, would he still be doing the same? You see what I'm saying?
I really think it really just don't matter, a nigga thing or a Quavo thing? Because a lot of people come out and be like, even when Beyonce got cheated on, oh my God, I ain't cheating on Beyonce. It's because it doesn't matter who you are.
Right. Clearly. It's human beings, right.
Clearly, it does not matter who you are. Anybody can get cheated on. So, right. I feel like if he was working at Office Depot or if he was, you know, had a platinum selling album, he was still cheating on her because that's just what they did.
Girl.
That's very sad, though.
I don't know if that girl was like, how could you do this to me? I was like, what the fuck made you feel like you were so special that it just wouldn't happen to you? Bless it, Jesus.
I don't know, because when you start confiding in people and you telling people about, like, all the things that you've been through, you would think that person would be like, oh, I ain't gonna do her like that because somebody else did her like that. They don't care about
they
that.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't care about
especially
that.
If I just know you for 5 fucking minutes, I damn sure don't, you know, that I would assume niggas just don't give a fuck. You just met me. You don't give a damn.
Thanks for sharing, but.
Correct. That's what it really is. Take care.
She said take care. It was slapping her face on that take care cover for days. And girl. I've been living.
Because he said, what he said, you ain't the woman I thought you was. Bitch, go to
please,
hell. Don't,
please.
All because she tweeted.
What that translate to? I ain't a weak ass bitch. That's what you said. I was a weak ass bitch and I'm not.
Yeah, because I quote unquote, you know, I told on you.
Which, it's like, y'all want to do, I'm very confused by that part because you want to do me wrong, but you want to do it in secret. No.
You don't want nobody to know you're a trash ass nigga.
That's it. Somebody tweeted and I tell you, it hit the nail on the head. It made me think about you. Somebody said something like, dang, what was it? They said something like, you know, they do all this dirt or whatever, and then you go out and you tell it, and then they act like, why are you mad because I told it? You don't want anybody else to know you a trash ass nigga? Correct. You don't want anybody else to be, correct, you know, warned of what you got going on? Yeah. Nah, bitch.
What is it? God, what I was saying,
God protect the cheater.
Why are you out here telling y'all business? Why are you telling y'all business? Oh, let me protect the cheater. Let me shut the fuck up. I shouldn't have said nothing. Y'all want to protect the cheater
really
so bad.
Because that's really what about. Like, disappointed you did all that.
Oh, told everybody you was a trash ass motherfucker. Oh, okay.
Be so specific, you hurt me, but I'm supposed to protect your reputation.
I'm supposed to tell nobody I was hurt. Or, you know, whatever.
Because when people ask me why we broke up, what am I supposed to say?
Oh, just didn't work just out. Grew apart.
It was just fell in
that
love.
Nigga cheated on me and he can go to hell.
Like, what? No. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to protect your reputation after you've hurt them. Like, why would I even...
Multiple times at that.
Why would you even expect me to want to do that for you? Because I had love for you? Because we was this and why you doing all that? You don't respect me? No, actually, bitch, I don't.
You don't respect me if I'll be here right
that's exactly.
Now.
That's why we're here. I'm not going to save you just because you don't want to tell your business. Like, go away.
So a lot of people broke up in silence. You know, and it takes a strong person, you know, just kind of like walk away and never speak on that shit again. Mm-hmm. Especially on social media, because, I mean, social media is all most people's lives these days. Mm-hmm. But, so shout out to them. However, comma, you got to get a shot for your chance, you got to get a shot for your chance. And I ain't going to fault nobody. If somebody, I know a couple couples, they broke up right now. They're talking to get on social media and say something about it. I'm like, oh, shit. Popcorn, please.
You are so messy.
For real. And I know, because when I went through my whole shit, I'm sure everybody was there with their popcorn. Because it's like, oh, shit. At the end of the day, it's a show. So it's like, oh, shit.
Drama for your
and mom. You get a little bit of tea. And everybody like a little tea.
And now everybody know.
Everybody know.
Well, that's the just bullshit. The price we pay to go through this bullshit.
Well, again, most people want you to keep quiet because God, you know, God protect the cheater. Essentially, why play say, why you told everybody I cheated on you? That's what you might as well have tweeted.
That's really what you're saying. And what really blew me was I had everything about it. Every sentence in that tweet made me just, you really took that out of the nigga handbook because... The whole I had love for you. So you didn't love me. You had love for me. I thought you were trying to be shady.
Oh, had. So you were trying to say, you know, oh.
But just love for you. People say that. Oh, I got love for you. Boy, shut up. You either love me or you don't. You idiot. I have love for you.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be a dumbed down version
Kim,
of love.
I got love for you.
When people don't want to say love, that's what they say. I love. Instead of saying I love you, I got love for you. I had love for you. Boy, what are you? What is that? What does that mean?
What is that supposed to mean?
I had love for you. Nigga, you worship the ground.
I'm always had love for you. They'll say something like that. I always had love for you. Or I will always have love. So that means you love me or that means you just...
I don't know what that means. You don't have to ask the niggas. Ask Future. He don't
what
want
is that? Y'all answer us. Write us and tell us what that means.
Please. If you're a man, please help me understand what that means.
And so if a man said, Kim, I'm always have love for you. What is Kim supposed to take
that
away from that?
That means absolutely nothing to me. When somebody say that, especially a man, I'd be like, girl, okay.
Suck my dick.
I had love for you. Go to hell.
Let me go. Remember I said I was saving them goddamn memes and stuff.
Memes on memes on memes. That's all. Oh, but well, no, because that was a totally different topic. We was talking about something else when I led to that.
What was the one? Yeah, let's talk about what you wanted to tell me, and we did, but you wanted to say
because remember I was saying like I just can't stand those kinds of people who when you tell them something positive or tell them something you were about to do, then that's when all the negative shit comes out. Oh, I'm going to go to Jamaica. Book me a trip to go to Jamaica. I can't wait to go. I'm so excited. Tropical this, tropical that. It's going to be so much fun. Oh, Mo, I heard, Jamaica kind of hot, and I heard it'd be too many tourists there. And, I don't know if you're going to really like it. Just got all the negative shit in the world to say. Like, I didn't even ask you that. Why are you trying to put a damper on my trip before I even make it? And people do that in all facets of life. Like, literally everything.
I'm going to make chicken tonight. Oh, girl, I can't wait to bake this chicken. Well, baking it. She don't want to fry it. The opposite, had more rather. Flavor. Right.
I don't think I asked.
Who asked?
And why is it that, like, I understand, when you, I feel like it's like a human response to hear something and then immediately think of something that you know related to that thing. Whether you say it out loud or not, you automatically think of, like, if I say, oh, I'm going to Atlanta, you automatically think of everything you know about Atlanta, I'm sure. But why is the worst thing the first thing to come to your mind?
Like, they got so much traffic up there. I don't think you're going to have a good time. It's going to be hard to get around. Just stop. Nobody asked you
because
that.
It's not helping me. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, let me cancel my trip to Atlanta then. Maybe I shouldn't go.
Let me sit in the house with your negative ass all
day. I'm never going to go to Atlanta because this person said.
Correct. Right.
Like, it's so ridiculous, and I'm so tired of people projecting their shit. That's why I said, if you learn, oh my God, once you realize, I've said this before, but once you realize how often people project as a coping mechanism, you would take nothing personally. Everybody is just pushing their own experiences onto other people.
What was that? Kim taught me a valuable lesson. You were saying how people treat you is a reflection of them, not you. It took me a long time to get it, bitch. But I got that shit. I'm still working on a little bit, but I got it now, a little bit.
It's clicking.
Ooh, because a bitch will take everything personal. Like, why the fuck did he say that? Why would she do that to me? I be thinking like that.
And like I said yesterday, like, people will tell you, oh, you can't do that. Like, I'm going back to school. Oh, you can't go back to school. That's hard. You old. You can't do that. No, bitch, you can't do that.
You can't do that. You don't know my schedule. You don't know my life. You don't know my pockets, bitch. Mine's yours.
Yeah, please don't tell me what I can do just because what you I feel like you can't do it. You are literally projecting your fears onto my life, and I don't like that.
Raggedy.
I don't like it. Please.
And again, what response do you think somebody's supposed to give you after you tell them they can't do something?
Right.
Because now, 9 out of 10, I'm going to want to do it more now just so I can say, yeah, bitch, maybe you told me I couldn't do that shit.
Because nobody's ever going to be like, oh, yeah, maybe you're right. I can't do it.
You're right. I can't. I should just go pack up my suitcase and just stay my ass home. Like, what? Is that the reaction they want?
I guess.
You're right, Kim. I can't go back to school. I guess. I'm going to go sit out in the corner somewhere. Like,
or
what?
Maybe just the idea that you might be thinking about it a little bit harder. I don't know. I have no idea. Because I don't know what that's supposed to do. After you told me that...
Is it supposed to be reverse psychology?
The suicide rates in Seattle are high. Am I supposed to, like... supposed to be like, what am I supposed to do with that information?
Give me a credit on my account.
So please stop doing that to people, y'all. Please.
Because really some people really listen and take stuff like that to heart, especially depending on who say it to you. Because a parent says stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You kind of want to listen to your parents.
Somebody you trust. Somebody you respect. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the kid was to be like, well, maybe you can't go back to school right now. I'm not going to say, I'll be like, well, mom, I guess you're right. I ain't going to go. But I'm going to be like, well, damn, my mama did.
Right, maybe I can't go back to school.
Maybe this bitch can't. Like, my mama. Oh, Jesus. I've been going through my, saved on Instagram. I see the whole, Lil Duval was like, Quavo had her car repo. My dumb ass still let all my exes keep their cars. So I wanted to ask you about that. Did Quavo actually take her car back? Because you told me something about he got her. No, she got her own G-Wagon. He got her something else.
Yeah, she did get her own car, but he got her another car. Like a baby blue. He got her icy something.
I don't know if he took it back. I don't know how true this is.
If he took that shit back, that was quick. Because, and you are a petty man. Why would you take that car back?
You ready as fuck.
Especially if you gave it to her because you was trying to apologize for cheating.
Anything you gave him, that's like him taking back the Birkin or anything else he would have gave. I don't give a fuck what it was. Imagine again a breakup. Yeah, I'm gonna need my toaster. I'm gonna need that bag. Go ahead, give him car key. You gonna be like, you a petty bitch?
Are you serious? I'm glad I ain't never got nothing at that.
What would you get? Well, we regular, of course. Not in a bad way. Nothing wrong with being regular. I'm just saying, like, what would somebody give you that you can expect them to be like, yeah, I'm gonna need that back, Kim?
I don't know. I mean, I've gotten jewelry before, but bitch, you're not getting this back. That's it for this.
I'd be so pissed if you come back to my house and be like, yeah, Kim, you bet that necklace.
So do you, when you you think about it, well, no, because clearly you be buying up gifts, but y'all don't. Y'all be buying gifts, but y'all, it don't be fun, because y'all be going back and forth with tit for tat, and... I don't like that. But that got me thinking, well, shit, maybe I just don't need to buy nobody anything. Because I'm going to be mad if I buy you a PS5 and then you cheat on me. Now I gotta take it. I'm taking it back.
I'm taking the shit back. I'm absolutely taking it back. Whatever said, I'm breaking it. Raggedy bitch. But yeah. At first, I just thought that was very petty if he actually did do that
petty
shit.
Petty boots. And also, Lil Duval is petty because that man did not repossess that.
He probably did. That's from, like, I don't know how true this is. That's from Lil Duval Twitter page. I don't fucking know. Raggedy if he did it, though. Definitely raggedy. Because, Clever, you want, y'all make too much money. Jay-Z taking something back from Beyonce, but you made too much money. That shit, let her have her shit. Right,
please. Because you don't even clearly, you liked her enough to give it to her in the first place, so.
Exactly. Offset taking back all his shit he gave to Cardi.
And it's custom, too, so I think you can get your money back.
Raggedy bitch. Raggedy. Okay, another one. Because we talked about this before as well. Once you master self-control and detachment, nobody can faze you.
Hell, that is so true.
It's been a year for a bitch, and I'm getting, you know. Still have my days, but bitch, this is saying something.
Are you comfortable alone?
A little bit. A little bit.
It's getting there?
Yeah. Cool. It's the way Kim smiled at me, talking like, it's getting there.
Because listen, once you get comfortable being alone, you just, I will never forget that time you called me. That night you called me, you was in the house. And it's so funny because me, my ass, used to being alone. I'm sitting at the desk, eating my food, you know, watching my little show, having me a good old time. And you called me like, Kim, what the hell is this? I was just like, well, you know, it's gonna be those nights. You just gotta find something to do, find something you like.
By my motherfucking self.
Yeah.
I was in distress.
Donnie said a lot of lonely nights. I said yes.
Who said that?
Dominique.
Go to hell, Dominique.
Lonely nights. I said yes it is, and I'm not ashamed.
Ooh, people gonna talk shit about you to whoever will listen.
That's sad.
Heavy on the whoever though.
Yeah. Because if you sit around listening to me,
I had a friend, she was like, well, I ain't going to say who said it, but it was a conversation that came up, and they said they feel like you're petty. And my first mind was like, what the fuck did you say? Or like, when this conversation happened, was you just a fly on the wall, or was you in the conversation?
Right.
That's where my mind first go.
Because why are they telling you this?
Why are they telling you this? And then what was your response to it?
Yeah.
Because somebody come to me and was like, well, Kim, she real petty. No, the fuck, my friend, not motherfucking petty. My friend telling the truth. And if she is, so the fuck, what?
Do you want to find
me? Like, that's the response.
Right.
But I felt like in that moment, you're telling me this. You're not telling me because you know, defended me. You're telling me because you agree. And y'all probably sat there for a good 20, 30 minutes about how the fuck most so motherfucking petty. But ain't nobody call my phone and say this shit. Dragging hoes.
Oh, now that you're telling me that because you agree.
You agree.
This is an intervention.
I'm pretty sure you said it because you agree. Because you ain't saying the way that I was like, well, I told them she not petty. Like, yeah. You didn't say that.
You said that because you wanted to address me about my pettiness.
So you're right. This bitch agreeing with other motherfuckers. And then don't want to tell me who the fuck said it. Not that it fucking matter because clearly... Whatever, but still, oh, okay, you agreed. Mm. So what y'all want me to do about it?
A little sketchy to me.
Oh, very sketch. Keep that shit over there. Bitch having fucking meetings about Monique. Imagine that.
That happened to me one time in high school, and I confronted people about it, and they kind of said it with their chest, and I was like, oh.
Oh, y'all meet that shit, huh?
Oh, okay. And then after that, we just weren't friends, but guess who came crawling back?
Of course. I thought I was petty. Leave me the fuck alone.
Right. I thought I wasn't cool no more.
Rat cheese. I love that, man.
You call me that in one episode, and you talk about, no, I'm just playing. Kim's not rat cheese.
Rat cheese. That's what he told me. I'm really going through my list of
you really
things.
Are, and I'm really looking at you waiting on the next one. Like, what we got? What we got?
I can have him while he with you, and that's why I don't want him.
Oh, well, I just want to play with your socks. I don't know
big
why.
Big socks I got on. It's a first of all, rude, but...
That is very rude.
That is saying something, though.
Did you hear about what Lil Mama was saying?
What she said?
Oh, about trans people?
Yeah.
She's awful. She's so much worse than I thought.
Oh.
Yeah, because she was...
It's something with the kids at first, yeah. Right?
Oh, my gosh. I think it has something to do with Zaya Wade.
Right.
I'm trying to figure... Because her main stance was, well, I just feel like, why are we letting the kids, you know... Kids can't drink. Kids can't smoke. Kids can't do this. But kids can change their genitals. Kids can do this. She was like, if her 12-year-old niece came to her and was like, oh, I want to be a boy, which, by the way, is never what they... That's not what they say. That's not how that works. But she was like, if my 12-year-old niece came to me and said, I want to be a boy because boys are strong, you know, I'm going to try to redirect her, but I'm not going to listen to that until she's much older. So you're going to wait till it's too late? You're going to wait until she's grown and she... The bottom line is people feel like kids are dumb or kids not smart enough to make their own decisions or to know who they are on the inside. But like when we were kids, no, we didn't know about everything going on around us, but we knew how we felt at the very least. So why would you ignore that just because they're a child? It just seems like she's trying to come from the standpoint of we need to protect the children when really that's not protecting the children.
You want to think for the children. You want the children to do what you want them to do.
Right.
Because if a child walks up and you say they're sad, what you going to tell them? You're not sad. You all right. Go sit down. Like, no, tell me why you're sad. Like, let's talk about
literally.
It.
Literally.
Because that child knows exactly, like I said, they know how they feel. Like, I'm not going to see and, you know, Jesus.
They might not be able to explain it, but they definitely know how they feel. And I just feel like as adults, we really minimize children's problems because they seem small to us.
Correct.
They're problems we've already had. They're not big to us. We've had bigger problems. So to us, it's like kids' problems don't matter. And I think that's so raggedy. I think that's awful. We need to do kids better than that.
We do.
Listen to kids.
Listen to them.
Because they not stupid. They know what they're talking about. They know more than you think they know. And I really feel like, why are y'all trying to beat up on a child who very clearly has supportive parents, parents that care about what she wants and care about how she feels about the world and about herself and is trying to support her in that? Why y'all hate that so bad?
They listen. Because they didn't have it. You did not have that.
Oh, shit.
You did not have it. So seeing that in right in front of you, your brain probably can't process that. Because it's like, what's going on? Like, that's foreign to them.
Oh, my God. You are so right.
You've never had that before, so you don't know what to think.
Why do you want
to
rob them of that?
Correct. Because to them, it's not normal. It's not normal. You're so right. We should normalize that.
Yes.
Raggedy bitch. Shut the fuck up, Mama.
I mean, she was being so, talking about, I want to start a heterosexual rights group. Man, you sound like a white supremacist. Don't lie to you. You sound like a white supremacist because you're mad because you feel like, oh, well, y'all, because she said something like the LGBT won't respect, but y'all don't want to give nobody respect. Yeah, because you're talking about their lives. Like, you're talking about they shouldn't deserve to live freely like they do. So, yeah, of course, a bunch of people are going to get on the internet and tell you you're an idiot.
Right, and go to hell.
Feeling that way. That's not bullying. That's getting repercussions for your opinions. I just don't understand.
Ooh, bless.
Which is a trash opinion. You know that's trash. Like, ain't no way you sitting up here in 2021 not knowing that being transphobic or being homophobic or being any kind of phobic is wrong. Like, there's no way you don't know that. So,
I know it's somebody around her, you know, that
gassing her. Definitely
gassing her. But I'm saying, you gotta know, you gotta have at least one close friend around you that probably is, you know, girl, bless it, whatever, bless her heart. True. Anyway,
because my mama, your lip gloss is not popping.
Where you even come from?
Honestly, the most famous thing she ever did was get on that damn VMA stage and embarrass the hell out of herself. I mean, that's literally every time I watch that, I get secondhand embarrassment because it's so.
Did she cry on like the Breakfast Club or something? Did she?
Charlamagne made her cry.
What was he saying to her?
I mean, he just kept bringing that shit up. He was just pretty much talking about how she ain't got no career and the only thing people really know her for is for that shit.
And lip gloss,
and that was it. And she even, because she's on Growing Up Hip Hop, I'm pretty sure. So there was like a scene with her and MC Light, and I was actually on Lil Mama's side too. So she sat down and she was like, yeah, they want to talk about the VMA incident. And she was like, I don't want to talk about that no more. Like, that happened so long ago, I don't want to talk about it. And she was like, well, they just feel like, you know, your attitude towards it is just not good, it's not positive or whatever. And she was like, because it happened so long ago. Like, what do y'all expect me to feel? What do y'all expect me to do? And she was like, MC Light was like, well, you know, they just want you to be more remorseful. Remorseful? I didn't kill anybody, bitch. I just got on stage and embarrassed myself. It was worse for me than it was for anyone else. Like, right. What are we talking about? I was actually on her side, but little mama, please keep it cute.
That's like every time Kim Kardashian, if she do an interview, they want to talk about the sex tape. At some point, bitch, all right, I did the shit.
Please
talk about it a million times. Please don't bring the shit up no more.
But Kim Kardashian's done other things since. What has Lil Mama done?
That's true.
Make no sense to talk about the sex tape because Kim Kardashian is much bigger than the sex tape now. Is Lil Mama much bigger than that instant? I don't think she is.
And not at all. She did the whole TLC movie and all, but we still
on and did good too. And we still don't care because that was so blessed. She said she was really like feeling like Beyonce told you. Beyonce would really try to grab you and pull you off stage.
Beyonce. You didn't listen to Beyonce.
You should have known that that was it because that's her husband. Clearly she knows. He don't want nobody up on stage with him, girl. This is for Alicia and Jay-Z. And they didn't even acknowledge her when the shit was. They did their little pose and, you know, gave each other their pats on the back. Didn't even look her direction.
I'd cuss her ass, slap the fuck out. So we right behind the curtains. Come over here. What the fuck are you doing? Girl, mess up the whole set.
Literally.
Imagine this Beyonce dancing on stage. No, sis got a whole setup. A whole
choreography.
You get your ass up there, I hope Beyonce kick you in the throat. What are you doing? You fucking shit up.
You, honestly, and you're not even famous enough. She wasn't even famous enough at the time to be getting, it's not like you're Justin Timberlake or somebody who could get on the stage and act cool with the, even then it would have been like, what are you doing? But you're Little Mama.
Right.
You might as well be a fan on here. Get off of the stage. Where was security? Even Jay-Z was like, he like patted, like swatted her off the stage and she didn't know.
Bless her heart.
She's different.
Years of embarrassment, but all because of that.
So that happened in what, 2009?
Oh my God.
It's been over a decade.
Damn.
And that was the same year Kanye got on stage and took the mic from Taylor Swift. That was a crazy year. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had the best.
Period. And he said what the fuck he said.
And then, honestly, I blame him for what, for everything. That whole run Taylor Swift went on for the past decade, I blame Kanye West for that shit. Because he really, like, catapulted her into, like, superstardom after
that. Everybody felt so bad for her.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, she just a little white girl on stage.
And she milked it for everything it was worth, too. Everything.
Bless it, girl. Shout out to her team, because they knew what the fuck they was doing.
They did. But shout out to Kim Kardashian team, because they work hard. Audio, I was like, bitch, you won't lie on us no more.
Period.
You won't be doing that, Taylor.
Okay, heavy on the if they wanted to, they would have.
Always.
Facts. From the smallest thing to the biggest
thing. That's why I said, kind of go back to the cheating thing. People make time for what they want to make time for. People go out of their way to do stuff they really want to do.
Cheat.
So,
for example, cheat.
Take that as you may, but that's the truth, and I'm sticking to it.
They do what they want to do. So you, let's say, to people get married. You want to get married, so you're going to get married, but you also want to cheat. Mm-hmm. How are these two going to fit together?
What do you mean? I'm just going to get married and go out and
cheat. Oh God,
that's what they do.
Which one is going to trump the other at some
point? Nobody has to know, Mo.
Oh, well, check my ass up. I'm moving on.
Because then what happens if you, because I don't know. Because are these just, that goes to, do you have two different families on different sides of town?
Does one know about the other? Right. Or do they both, you know, both know about each other? Because clearly we know an older couple like that. Lady on the west side, lady on the north side. Man right there in the middle.
My daddy was like that.
Not
my daddy, but his daddy.
Was like, I'm sorry.
You know, he had to grow up with, you know, him and his sister was on one side of town and then them other kids on the other side of town.
And he was married?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was married to my granny.
Granny, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Would she sit down and talk about that?
I don't, they both passed, but I don't know. I don't know if I even have the guts to even ask her about it.
Jesus.
Because they was very young when they got married. You know, she was in her, I think it was 19.
But she definitely knew about the other family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She definitely knew. She definitely knew.
Well, my mama told me my great-granny had said, you know, she was like, y'all got it better these days. Because back, you know, when I was growing up, you know, get cheated on, get beat on, all that, have these babies back to bed to bed. They couldn't get birth control unless the husband signed up for it. There wasn't like WIC and EBT and shit like that. There wasn't no, what the shit's called, housing vouchers and shit. So she could not leave this man. You couldn't leave him. You couldn't go nowhere. She's talking about one time she left after, I guess he had hit her, tried to go to her mama's house. She didn't let her in the house. She told her to go back to her husband. So that's how it was for them. So most of them old women, you know, they talk about how the granddads used to cheat on the grandmamas all the time. They did. The grandmamas didn't leave. It was because they had nowhere else to go.
Listen, I knew that, but hearing you say that, like hearing you say that she said that, like y'all got it way better these days because we could not.
Right. You go get you a little housing voucher. You're going to stay, you know, in the hood, you know, somewhere, you know, whatever, but at least you can go.
Oh, making it possible to leave then, bro. I can't.
You can get birth control. Imagine you can't get birth control until your husband signed up.
So what happens if you not married?
Like, no, I'm sure if you're not married, I'm sure it's a go.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it would be
a go. Okay.
But I guess if you were married, it's like, yeah, I can't give you this till your husband signs off. Excuse me?
See, this
he
is
ain't
like,
my daddy.
Y'all be shot on a lot of people when a lot of girls our age and these days don't be really looking at marriage like it's something. Because I remember that girl. Did you ever see that video? It was a girl and they both was black. And it was in front of like, not a huge, huge crowd, but it was in front of a, you know, like a little crowd. And he proposed to her, got down on one knee and everything. And she was just like, no. She's like, I'm so sorry.
We might have talked about that on the podcast. I don't think we were saying what we have said yes in the moment or what we have just said no like she did if we really didn't want to marry this man.
I would have just told your ass. Like,
I don't want to embarrass nobody. So I most likely would have just said yes and then after we celebrate, I'm sorry, we have to celebrate, we have to play along. We can get somewhere private. I'm like, listen, this ain't going to work.
We can get. I would be like, listen, we can get married, but just not now.
Oh, yeah, but I'm trying not to just embarrass
myself. But that's the thing. It's like, you're embarrassing me by getting on one knee. To me, I know, you know, some women want that flashy proposal, but please, because you really do run the risk of me telling you no in front of all these people. But underneath that video, somebody tweeted and was like, what's going on? If a woman don't want to take a proposal, it's something going on. Maybe she just didn't want to get married.
Maybe he a raggedy ass nigga.
Maybe she just didn't want to be a wife. Like, hello?
That too.
That's not the end all be all for us no more. And I think niggas kind of shook by that a little bit.
Yeah.
Y'all think that.
So I know he's probably taking back, like, this bitch not taking my
ring. Bro, I cannot tell you how many times I've been proposed to as, like, slap the band-aid on it and fix it kind of thing.
No thanks.
Nigga, I'm not starstruck just because you asked me. I'm like, I'm not starry-eyed just because you asked me to marry you. That means literally nothing to me. That means less than nothing to me. I don't care about just the whole symbol of being married. Can you? What you gonna do while we?
Because it's supposed to be a real grand gesture, you know. That's but exactly once you put the ring on my finger, you still go back to being a shitty ass motherfucker. It don't mean nothing to me.
It means nothing to me.
You literally put that ring on whoever finger, and you went right back doing the same bullshit. So thank you for embarrassing me in front of my family and friends and making me look crazy out here in these streets.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. You must care about me so fucking much.
I cannot. So marriage.
But to them, it's a grand gesture. I'm choosing you.
It's a Hail Mary. It's a, you know, I find that very, y'all need to update whatever it is y'all got going on. Update the handbook because I don't care about that.
Raggedy! Oh my God.
Mary means so little to me. I just don't care. So.
With no real change behind it. Yeah. Also, let's say it got, you know, in a perfect world, we wouldn't have no issues before you proposed. And this is just something that was, you know, it was coming because we both felt it. Mm-hmm. But if you was trash before the ring and trash after you gave me the ring, you gave me the ring for what? Just to show the world that you quote unquote chose me, but you still behind my back doing the bullshit.
Doing all this extra shit.
It's a meme going around right now talking about, I don't care what that nigga do behind my back because he got a back too. Oh, and I said, y'all bitches is crazy.
I didn't see that. Be single. I cannot believe that. Just
because Tahira did that shit to Joe. She told his ass no. She's like, no, Joe, please, please, please don't get down.
She did. She did. Well, they were in like the middle of Times Square too. Something wild. It was like, Joseph,
she get up. Don't get down. Don't do this. He did that shit anyway. Bitch, you thought you had a friend, Joe. You did not.
What is the reason? Like, do they think they really must think that? Oh my God, a ring! Oh yes.
Right. I feel like in that moment I would be wrapped up in it, but after no. If I know I don't want to marry you, I might, you know, just save face, take it, because I feel like it's more common for an engagement to be broken off versus somebody to say no to a proposal. So I'm trying to save face here.
Okay,
fair. So I might just say yes in that moment, because you done did all this extra shit. I'm just saying yes. But maybe a week or so down the line, they be like, what happened? Or a month or so down, what happened? Oh, it just wasn't going to work.
I'm going to want to embarrass you, actually.
I don't want to
I'm only
embarrassed if we clearly just been on the rocks and you just did this shit as, like you said, a band-aid. Nigga, you just cheated on me last week, but you gonna give me this ring? Go to hell. No.
You ever seen a video? It's like a whole ass video of women saying no to proposals or women telling them, like, get up.
I need to look that up.
Get up. Like, sometimes no, or telling somebody to, like, oh, please, 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 no, get up, get up, get up. That is, like, better than just saying no. And a lot of women on that video, look, as soon as the man got down, was like, as soon as he looked like he was going to get down on one knee, she was looking around looking so embarrassed and, like, literally trying to pick that man up. Please, not here.
I want to know the background stories.
I want to know the background stories of all of them.
Because, like I said, would you just do, because they probably knew he was probably doing this shit either as a band-aid or they was like, I really don't even fuck with you like that. What are you doing?
That's what I'm scared of, that y'all did that shit too soon and you don't even know that.
Like, what are you doing? I just met you. Go away. What did I say? That episode of Modern Family when Cam and Mitch was at dinner and they came across that couple that was just like them.
Yes.
Bitch. And he was like, I'm finna propose. And he go, Cam, I'm recording the shit. And the girl was like, oh my God, no.
Yes.
It's Cam.
Dropping the phone.
And then he played it by accident. Oh my God. I was hollering.
Oh my God. That was so funny. That's very embarrassing. For even like Melanie and Derwin. What was she supposed to say to your stupid ass on the damn Jumbotron? You asked her in front of millions of people.
But see, stuff like that, I would have had to say, okay.
You got to say an enthusiastic yes if you're on the Jumbotron.
Because I'm on the Jumbotron. It's not only going to be embarrassing for you, it's going to be embarrassing for me. Whether I say no, you know, if I say no, of course. So, yes. Bitch, I'm going to have to play along real quick. But when I get your ass home, bitch, we got to talk about this shit here.
Nobody's going to, it's supposed to be a, oh yeah, you know, clapping moment. Everybody in the stadium supposed to be, you know, gung-ho and like, no.
You gotta be damn sure when you get down on when you propose to somebody.
And you remember when he got home, he was all mad. Well, man, why would you say yes? Why would you say yes? She was like, what was I supposed to say?
Yes on the Jumbotron. Okay, but she said no later. Okay.
Yeah, she said no later and he got mad about it.
Okay. My mom thinks she said no on the Jumbotron. I'm like, well, shit, I wouldn't have did that. Because again, the Jumbotron, shit. Oh, no, girl.
She said yes, but then took it back and was like, oh, I don't know.
I'd rather you be mad at me later than mad at me for embarrassing the fuck out of your ass on the Jumbotron. Think about it, Derwin.
He's talking about, why would you say yes? Why wouldn't I say yes?
Did you want me to say no on a Jumbotron?
Is that what you wanted, really?
Because then you'd be sitting here crying about that.
Exactly.
Hey, win for losing, honestly, in this situation.
Looking even more stupid than you do right now, nigga.
Would you rather somebody say no to you? And, you know, embarrass you? Right, like, in front of everybody or behind the scenes?
I've always said yes, but I've always put the condition that it was going to be years from now. So it's like, why even get engaged? If it's going to be years from now, I'm not ready to get married. I'm not ready to be your wife, please. And what Future said... need me a wife.
But listen, so when people get engaged, you know, it's usually like a gap in between, you know, obviously the engagement and the actual wedding. So is that gap, is that more so because we're just preparing for the wedding or preparing ourselves? Or is it just a gap of we just gonna see how this goes for the next year to make sure?
No, I think most people use that time just to plan.
Just to plan and prepare. Okay. I had to understand that. I'm trying to understand.
Because I'm just not, you know, we'll see how this goes. Like, if I'm not ready to get married, or if I just won't say yes. Like, I don't want to fake, I don't want to be engaged for a long time. And I don't want to fake engaged for a super long time. Because I know somebody who's been engaged for like 8 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are these engagements? Are they just kind of just, let's just see how this goes. But again, we've been together for a minute, I would think.
It just seems like I'm not getting married. Like, to me, engagements like that are just like show engagements. Like, oh, I just kind of, you know, we are technically engaged.
Talk
but we
about
have
it.
No plans to get married anytime soon, which is kind of strange to me.
Weird.
Because it's just like you've been saying your fiance for 8 years.
What are we doing?
When did that make me your husband, child?
See, I ain't trying to rush nobody.
Sounds like a prison sentence to me.
And sometimes, yeah, you give me free just so you make sure I'm what a quote unquote locked in.
Because I mean, women take marriage very seriously. Women right. are not really trying to step outside their marriage.
And if you feel like your man gave you a ring, you're gonna feel like he chose you, mm-hmm. no matter what's going mm-hmm. on behind your back or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. You just gonna feel like you up here and everybody else down there.
You
so are,
right, because to you that's like his commitment. He Ooh, is committing shit. To you. But not though.
Or just his way of showing that
yeah.
he chose you. My thing is, choose me in real life.
Yeah, choose me for real. For
choose
real.
Me in real life. When them hoes call your phone, choose me at that point. Pick me. What you gonna tell her? Oh, I gave her a ring, I chose her. But you here with me, you stupid bitch. Like,
right, so am I supposed to have respect for her? Because she's supposed to actually have, listen, I hate to be this bitch, but I have the least amount of respect for the wife. Because
especially you sitting right here with me, stupid.
Hello, because what are we... you don't even respect her, so why would I?
On your way over here, that's what we said. On the drive there, on the drive home, do you think about your wife or whoever at all, what, girlfriend, wife,
you
whoever?
Think about what he gonna have to eat when he get home.
Text her talking about what you cook. Oh! Stupid bitch. On the way to another bitch house, your niggas are raggedy. That's all the time you think about that bitch.
When you
hungry.
Right, when you trying to get somebody to take care of you.
Oh, you make sure that house clean before you get there. Probably the only time that bitch came across your mind.
Oh, that's terrible.
Drive on your way to another bitch house. Let me text my wife to see what she cooked. Just on the way
I
to
am not your slave. Bitch. Okay. Keep that fucking ring.
I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring. Keep the raggedy nigga, bitch. Y'all deserve it. Honestly. Remember that time I was like, shit, how did I say it? Remember I was like, some people, they with trash ass niggas, but I'm like, you know, I would be like, you get what you deserve. Mm-hmm. Is that what they deserve? Like, maybe you with this trash ass nigga because deserves. You deserve him?
Nobody deserves that. What did you do in your past life that you deserve this?
Oh, I don't know. But if your nigga is trash, it's like, damn, God, do I deserve this shit? Or I just need, like, what is it?
First of all, ladies, please don't ever think like that. Nobody deserves that shit. Nobody deserves
it. Is this my karma? Like, what the fuck?
Did you take somebody else's man? What did you do in your past life?
Right, what did I do? That this nigga just can't get right for me. I can only imagine, like, think about Quavo. Your man give you everything. Imagine he did propose to sweetie or whatever. He gave you everything you wanted, anything mm-hmm. you could ever want. But he still just cannot leave other bitches alone. Will I just take that with a grain of salt? Or, you know, will I just end it all?
I don't know.
Kim, you be sleeping.
I'm going to end it all.
You going to end it all? Okay.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. You don't want to be in a committed relationship. You don't have to be. Nobody's keeping you here. You're not being handcuffed here.
That man can give you everything.
Yeah, it's what you said.
Because let's say that's the one thing I really wanted, just for you to be faithful to me, fully commit to me. Right. And you give me everything but that.
I would rather you just be like, listen, I can't give you that. I'm never going to give you that. So here's this instead.
Here's all this other shit
instead. Instead of trying to distract me. And if some people got to decide if that's okay with them. Some people it's okay for. Some people it is not. Personally, I'm not okay.
When it comes with embarrassment, I'm not okay. I would never be okay.
So you okay when it's not? Because I know a lot. Listen,
No. Embarrassment, I know embarrassment. I'm not okay with that at all. I'm just saying... Like you said, some people are okay with it as long as they don't get embarrassed.
Which is so crazy. Can you explain the mindset behind that?
I have no idea. I'm still quite trying to figure it out myself. But like I said, some people, you're okay with finding out your man cheated on you when it's just you and him in the room. You probably went through his phone. You cussed him out, probably hit him. But nobody else fucking knew. But had it been on social media, what, maybe his side bitch got mad and put that shit out there and showed a video of him eating her ass. Ooh. Not everybody fucking know what the fuck going on. How you gonna come back from that, sis? I don't give a damn how much you done show how this man love you, gave you a ring, give you this. Not everybody know that. Oh, he was just eating a bitch ass last week, so.
How much does he care about you?
Does he really care about you? Somebody lying. Look. Somebody lying.
me wondering, are we just in relationships for show? Because when my wax lady was talking about, you know, she was just hell-bent on calling Sweetie a gold digger, I was saying that instead of necessarily her looking for the money per se, I'm definitely sure that Sweetie was more consumed with the image of her and Quavo. So is it like the image that people be trying to get?
Child could be the image. Because, like I said, I know Jada, I'm not sorry, I know Lil Baby done cheated on, is it Lil Baby? Yeah, Lil Baby done cheated on Jada a million and one fucking times.
Yeah.
But the times that we all found out about it, then the times, okay, now you want to leave him. Now you want to, you know, speak on being a strong will, you know, things like that.
But so do you think, okay, so do you think, I guess this is my question, like, do you think they're at home having a happy life?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Especially not the celebrities, because half the time, y'all be on the road separately. The thing about Sweetie and Quavo, y'all ain't together all the goddamn time, I'm sure. Y'all got other shit going on, work-related.
Right.
I know them niggas, they be on the road doing tours and shit, but you can't come to every goddamn show.
Right, right.
You gonna follow him, you got your own shit to do. You really think this man out here ain't fucking these other bitches right here in goddamn, I don't know, Jacksonville, Miami, whoever the fuck?
So.
Say they're basketball players. It's just a risk.
Okay, what about regular people?
What's regular ass people?
Well, okay, so regular people who in a relationship or whatever, you know your man cheating on you, but everybody else don't know. Do you think they're at home living a happy life?
Oh, if I know my man is cheating, no. Yes and no. I'm just
because that's what
you always gonna be side eyeing this nigga.
That's what I'm thinking.
When he not around you, you gonna be. Where you at? Where you on the way?
Always like peaceful.
That's not peaceful. You bitch, be like, I'm at peace. Bitch, you are stressed the fuck out.
Yeah, you're very much stressed.
Because you gotta be on this nigga trail.
Even if you're not like actively checking everything, you're thinking about it in the back of your mind. You always thinking about
it. But this nigga ain't called me about 2 hours. What the fuck? Yeah, I know he just got off work. Your mind will never be at ease.
Never.
Because you know your nigga a cheater. You know who the fuck you dealing with. So even if you let your guard down just once, you know, oh, he ain't called me, just got off work. But he ain't called me. Supposed to be on the way. He ain't here yet. Yo, that's your mind all night, all day and night. You ain't at no fucking peace. Yeah. Bitch, you stress the fuck out.
That sounds like an awful way to live.
And that's exactly how these bitches be living.
Oh.
Exactly. Regular people.
Yeah.
People we know. You know, we know. Yeah. Regular people, you stress the fuck out.
Very much are.
Why you want to stress yourself out like that?
I would rather be single because that is the most stress-free. It might be a little lonely, but baby, it is stress-free.
At what point is your breaking point with that? Because, again, when are you going to really have peace? You never going to really have peace until you stop worrying about this nigga.
Right. And it's like, I guess if it's like that, if they're not embarrassing you, I guess the time frame allow you maybe be able to take it a little bit longer.
I mean, woo!
Because the only thing you can trust about that man is he's going to cheat on you.
That's the only thing you can trust. Guaranteed. You can put your money on that shit.
You can.
Might as well take that to the bank. Oh, my God. Life on shit like that.
Getting divorced is so much harder. Please try to avoid that shit.
It's even more embarrassing because now your ass don't. You ain't gotta explain to nobody. But at some point,
but people gonna wonder. People definitely gonna be looking at you like,
"Oh, what happened?"
And a good chunk of people gonna be like, "Girl, y'all should never got married in the first place."
But people probably already saying that shit, but you trying to ignore the shit, trying to prove people wrong. Oh, he done changed. Diddy. Imagine being that girlfriend. You like. Diddy. Because I recall you telling me he didn't come home last night. Remember that?
Right.
Hey, I don't want to be that friend, but it's like,
but sometimes you got to be that friend if you really want to stop your friend. Because, Mo, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to sit up in that cute bridesmaid's dress while you married a nigga I can't stand because he's
speak on it, Kim.
I'm not doing that.
Because so she was just crying about this nigga.
Yeah, no.
No, I know you love him to death, but y'all got XYZ going on, but
I don't care friend. How many open bars you got at that wedding, I'm not coming.
Friend. I can't let you do that. Especially if you my good friend. So yeah. You know every time I done cry, every time I done fuss and cuss.
Yes.
How can I sit here and be happy for you in this moment when I know, oh, he done proposed to you, but bitch, you was just crying last week. He done proposed to you, but another bitch was just in your DM telling you X, Y, and Z just happened. Oh, girl.
If you gotta be that friend, you gotta be that friend. Nobody wants to be that friend, though, because what if they leave you? What if they like, oh, fuck you, Kim. I don't want to hear what the fuck you say.
And I feel like some friends done did that to their friends before. This man done changed. I don't know what the fuck he doing. I'm all right with whatever. We gotta understand. Oh, you do, huh?
Oh, do you know, people will definitely pull out, well, what do you know? You single and bitter.
Fuck you! Oh, no, that's so rude! That who said that?
Well, that's how you had a man. I'll see you around here with no man.
You a pussy ass bitch. You want to fight? Come on. Meet me outside, bitch. Since you feel that type of way about me. That's so rude.
Ain't that raggedy and rude? But people will do that. People will throw that in your face. Well, that, like, you ain't never got a girl, I had no man because I got standards. Thanks so much.
Girl.
Don't even play with me like that.
That's rude as fuck. But I've seen or heard of things like that. Because shit, motherfuckers will do that.
Because they will try to act like, you ain't got no, what you know about this? Because you ain't never had to go through this. You don't know what I'm going through.
You don't understand our bond. Bitch, we got a bond. Bitch, we got two. Bitch, you got a cheating ass
bitch. Black people wore that word out a couple years ago. a bond.
We got a bond. We got a bond.
Oh, bitch, I got a bond with my mailman. Please keep it cute. A bond. That is
bitch, I got a bond with Walmart. Thank you. They always got what I need. Period.
I really feel like that's a word because you used to manipulate you.
Manipulative as fuck.
Into not like, ever getting a title. We got a bond. We don't need that. We don't need that, baby.
Why fuck you?
You gotta ask, what are we?
I mean, one time somebody did say that to me. I was like, bitch, a bond? A bond with what? How many other bonds you got out here with other bitches? What? Fuck you. I'm not a bond. So what if our bond is, you know, going to the bar? Your bond with the next bitch is, I don't know, eat her ass. The bond with the next bitch is giving her a money on the light bill. That's y'all. You got bonds with all these bitches.
You got a bond. No. Do we have a relationship? Okay, you're out of my face.
Give me a relationship? Okay. At the end of the day, niggas are trash.
In conclusion, in summation.
What's that? I can't think of how it was phrased. That shit talking about some, a lot of shit broke my heart, but like opened my eyes or some shit.
That's it.
That's the one. I'm telling y'all, 2020, a lot of shit broke my heart and opened my motherfucking eyes. What they said,
2020 vision, baby.
2020 motherfucking vision. That's the best thing that came out of 2020.
Motherfucking vision.
See how everybody fucking moved.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers really, really be trying it.
I feel like they ain't got nothing to lose.
Nothing at all. Bless it. I got off track with my goddamn what's probably looking on the top for a minute. But the shit hit.
Tell me why the podcast over.
You lie.
54 minutes.
We'd like to thank you all for listening in with us today
on this lovely Sunday.
I think it was another one I meant to bring up. Maybe it's, you know, I got a million one screenshots for days. Oh, girl, come here.
I seen that tweet. It was like, I'm going to screenshot all this stuff just to never see it again.
This the one. I don't know who sent this text, but somebody I screenshot talking about, you make me hate my bitch. Fuck her.
And no, ma'am. Just see if you get to that level. Just leave that lady.
Just leave that girl. I'm talking about you hate her. What is wrong with you?
If you hate me, just say that.
Oh, good God. Men are funny.
They are.
Hey, if you really try to understand this shit, first of all, you ask them, they don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. You have no logical explanation as to why it is you doing what the fuck you doing.
Because they just do what they want to do. That's
you do what you
want to
do. Yes. Well, why are you? Why?
Because we have conditioned them to be that way. Responsibility, duty, no.
What is going on?
That's a bitch because, you know, she got hot dogs at the house.
Dude, the other bitch got broken pussy? Am I, you like the way I cook? Like, what is it? Oh, here we go. Love isn't real when the intimacy is given to other women.
That's what I was going to say earlier. That's what Sweetie said.
Define intimacy. They talking about just the closeness. Whole closeness. The bond, the whole, I got you for whatever.
I'm thinking she's talking about sex.
Right. I just want to be thinking people when they say intimacy, I'm trying to get people to, you know, what's their definition of it? When the dick is given to other women. That's the case. Yeah, I know what the fuck.
But I mean, that
about.
Is for, I'm guessing for Sweetie, that's like, I mean, sex is like, you know, it's a very emotional thing for people.
And some people just think they dig anything. Oh, vice versa. Some people let anybody think they dig anything, you know.
But to Sweetie, you know, I'm sure whatever situation she had going on with Quavo, they were obviously together. Whatever they had doing, if you're doing that with the next bitch, then what are we doing?
So intimacy.
Come on, Webster.
Ooh, that sounds sexy.
Intimacy.
Okay, I'm gonna say close familiarity or friendship/closeness, a private, cozy atmosphere, an intimate act, especially sexual intercourse.
Sweetie's talking about the sexual.
She's talking about the dick. Period.
And I'm just like, one's just not enough, I guess. Maybe it's the selfishness. Maybe it's the greed, I should say. Just feeling like, you know, two is better than one.
God, sometimes threefold. That's what's crazy.
You never lose when you when you got two, three backups.
I hate it here.
Yeah. Well, guys. That's been our man bashing episode.
It was fun. Fuck these niggas.
Call us Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child was really getting heat early in their career for man bashing. Girl, please. But yes, follow us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. Follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Twitter, I am, not on Twitter, excuse me, on Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Moa's Hey Pretty Lady _. You can also follow, I was going to say Moa Millie Co, but she ain't taking orders, so... In case you were wondering, Mo Millie Co is no longer taking orders until further notice. So yeah, you got anything else?
That's all.
That's it. Say that. That's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all.